KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN's police chief says more recreational facilities are needed in rural areas to steer young people away from drugs, alcohol and crime. And Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi was speaking at an event in Mgungundlovu. More than 2,500 young people attended the Sports Against Crime Easter tournament at the weekend. The police commissioner previously raised concerns over the growing number of juveniles involved in serious crimes in the province. Mkhwanazi says there needs to be proper facilities in place to keep them off the streets.
When kids are on school holidays, they must not devote themselves to alcohol because it kills. Drugs are killing the nation. Rural areas lack recreational facilities. That is why we took it upon ourselves to bring activities that will keep the youth occupied during holidays.
A northern KZN family is pleading for help as they continue to search for their son, who was last heard from at the beginning of the month. Tubelitle Kwabe, who's originally from Kwambonambi, has been living in Durban for 10 years. His sister Litle says he worked as a drummer at a church in Hammersdale and was last seen in the CBD. She says the last time the family heard from her 37-year-old brother was when he sent a text message to his mother saying, "I love you."
What we wish for is to get information on his whereabouts. If anyone has seen him in April or now, please come forward and tell us where you saw him. We will go wherever he is to look. We can't find him where he used to stay. Even people who were close to him don't know where he is. He has not been to church either. Even his phone is off.
And abroad, the Vatican has published a photo and video of Pope Francis in his open coffin, dressed in a red robe with a liturgical headdress on his head and a rosary in his hand. The images were taken in the chapel of the Casa Santa Marta, his residence at the Vatican, where he died yesterday at the age of 88. Tributes continue to pour in for Pope Francis. The EFF says he was a strong advocate for the rights of refugees and migrants, urging nations to open their borders and their hearts to those fleeing war and economic despair. The party's spokesperson, Sinawo Tambo, says since his election in March 2013, Pope Francis became a voice of moral clarity in an era of growing inequality, conflict and economic exploitation. Your top story this hour, KZN's police chief says more recreational facilities are needed in rural areas to steer young people away from drugs, alcohol and crime. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. Click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.